Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
I do believe that God is really going to speak to us this morning. And you know, what I'm going to be preaching about this morning is something I have preached on before. And it's about being persistent in prayer, being persistent with God. And you know, there's quite a funny story that I'll unfold as I'm going along this morning. But you know, I just really felt that God laid these scriptures, two parables on my heart to preach about this morning. And I said to God, God kind of put them on me. He was like, right, this is what you need to preach about on the July the 9th. And I was like, God, I've talked about some of those bits before. Do I have to talk about them again? And I felt God say, yeah, you do need to. And one thing I know is that sometimes God repeats things to us. You know, we sometimes need to hear something over and over again before we actually get it, and we're putting it into practice. So sometimes God will repeat things. Do you know, my previous church in Stafford, my old minister, she used to sometimes preach a message like for a whole month. She'd just do pretty much the same message over and over again. And I used to ask her, I was like, why would you preach the same? Like, why would God give you exactly the same thing? And she'd say, well, until the people are actually doing it and applying it to their lives and seeing breakthrough in their lives, then God doesn't let me go until they're actually doing it. So she would repeat the message. And I think this may be one of those kind of messages. And just to let you know, when, you know, we really pray here about who speaks from the front. So anyone who's up here preaching, we pray that God, they're the right person that God wants up here to be releasing whatever they're releasing. And you know, if you take that word, it's like the rhema word. It's like the word from God for you, for now, for you. No matter who you are, how long you've been a Christian for, however mature you are, whatever comes from up here is for you. Now, maybe you can grow to a different degree to the way someone else would grow in hearing that word. So maybe, you know, you maybe take it into a whole nother realm. But it's for you. And God wants to speak to us every time we're here on a Sunday morning to apply what we hear into our lives. There should never come a point where we're just like, oh yeah, I've heard that before, don't need to do that. I've done that, been there, done that. It's like, okay, God, what are you saying from that word? What bit of that am I not, what do you want me to take away from what's been preached from that word? So cool, right. So I'll begin. And you know, what I'm going to preach about, I really believe this morning, you know, God's kind of really been speaking to me about some of these scriptures. And it's like, I felt God kind of really say, Ray, you just need to preach the word. Don't try and elaborate on it or try and make excuses for it or do anything with it. It says it in the Bible. It's plain and simple and clear to understand for everyone. Just preach it. Just release it. Minister it. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm not going to try and explain away anything, but I'm just going to preach what God's given me to preach. Amen? Cool. So the first parable that God gave me was Luke 11. And you can turn there, actually, if you'd like to. I'm sure everyone has their Bibles. And it's right at the beginning of Luke 11. And as we come into this parable, Jesus' disciples have told him, have asked him, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And Jesus has then gone through the Lord's Prayer. And in Luke 11, there's a shorter version of the Lord's Prayer than that we would know. So after he's shown him the Lord's Prayer, verse 5 says, then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me, the door is already locked and my children are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, the NIV says, I don't know what versions you're reading from, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. I love that word, shameless audacity. We'll come back to that. It says in the King James, I've kind of had a flick through, and it says importunity because of your sheer importunity, which is a word I've never heard of before, ever. I had no idea what that meant, so I looked it up. And importunity is, a definition of it is, importunity is when you beg someone to do something. The adjective importunate describes a plea that is so persistent or demanding that it becomes annoying. And another definition is troublesomely urgent or over persistent in request or demand. So you over persistent. It's annoying. It's like someone asking for something. It could be like a child asking you for a sweet or something, or an ice cream. We get this all the time whenever we're out. Can I have an ice? You know, they see the shops. Can I have an ice lolly? We go past one shop and you know, the sun's out. It's like, can I have an ice lolly? Can I have an ice lolly? And they go on and on and on. You're like, no, not now, not now, not now. And then eventually you kind of just like, okay, just have the ice lolly, right? Just have an ice cream. And it's kind of like to shut them up a little bit. So that's actually what is being said here. It's like, because of their shame, because of that friend's shameless audacity to come at midnight, in the middle of the night, to ask for bread for his friend. It's like, and being persistent about it. It's like, okay, just have the bread, right? I'm in bed, my kids are asleep. Just take what you want to take and go. So if we carry on to verse 9 in Luke 11, it says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of your fathers, if your son asks him for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Which is, Sandra mentioned that this morning, not knowing what I was going to talk about today. Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So this morning we were asking God to fill us with his Holy Spirit. And, you know, I was feeling filled with the Holy Spirit. But basically what God's saying here is ask, seek, knock, and it will be answered for you. God is inviting us to kind of be a bit bold with him and say, just come and present your request. Make your request be made known to God. Come before God and ask. Everyone who asks, it says, everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. If we just move forward to Luke, we'll come back to some of that. If we go to Luke 18 from verse 1. Have a flick there. Keep your finger in Luke 11 as well. From verse 1 it says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I do not fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and, the NIV says, attack me, which I thought was a bit strange, so that she won't eventually come and attack me, but other translations say, weary me. So verse 6 says, and the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. And then it says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? But it says, I tell you that he will see that they get justice and quickly. And that again is an asking thing. We're asking God for something and God is saying, I will make sure those that cry out to me day and night about it, I'll make sure they get what they want and they'll get it quickly. Amen? And from these two parables, God really led me to these two parables. And I said to God, actually, I said, God, you know what? If I'm going to preach these, I need a testimony because I don't want to just preach stuff to people and tell them to do it if I'm not doing it myself and I'm not seeing God do it in my life myself. So I said, God, I need a testimony to preach before I release this word. And As many of you may know, we've been looking for many years now, well, maybe the last 2 or 3 years, for a house, for a 3-bedroom house, because we're living in a 2-bedroom flat at the moment with 3 children, a 9-month-year-old, so that's fun, and a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. So we're running out of space. I don't know if people have been around our house, things are getting a bit cramped. So over the last number of years, we've been applying for houses, whether they've been rent, a house to rent, a 3-bedroom house to rent or to buy, or we've looked at government schemes to see if we can get onto them. And we've just always come up against, we've never quite seen God release, well, it hasn't happened. And we've tried and we tried all different avenues and prayed over things in different ways, and it's just not happened. So when I heard these two, when God gave me these two parables, I was like, God, okay, I feel like you've given these to me, so I'm gonna use those in, you say, ask whatever you want. So, okay, God, we need a 3-bedroom house. God, I'm gonna ask you for that. I'm gonna do what your word says. I'm not trying to work out anything else. I'm just doing what the word of God says. And I know God led me to those scriptures. So he says, come with shameless audacity and ask. Come over and over again, like the widow did, and ask. And God says that he will give to you. He says, ask, seek, knock, the door will be opened. You'll receive, you'll be answered. So that's what I did. And some houses came up. In fact, we put our names on a list for some houses that were being built in Ifield a number of months ago. And we hadn't heard anything from, the property developers and the housing association. This was a government scheme called shared ownership. You own half the house and you rent half the house. And so we put our names on this list, haven't heard anything. So like about a month in, we were like, okay, let's call them up and let's see what's going on with our application kind of thing. And a lady answered the phone and she said that, your names were on a list for these houses, but what's happened is the list has been deleted. So we've actually lost your information. So if you just reapply now, we'll put your names back on the list. And actually, Holly said to us that she was praying about a house for us. And she said she felt that our names, you know, the enemy was trying to come in and just remove us from a process, like removing our names from a list. And it was exactly what had happened. So we begin to kind of just persist. So we gave our names back on the list and we just had to wait for a while for these properties to actually come out. So probably about 3 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, the properties were fully released and anyone can put your name down on the list and you can apply for them. So, you know, in these government kind of schemes, hundreds and hundreds of people apply for these properties. So we did as well. So I took what the word of God said and I put it into practice. I said, okay, God, right, you kind of get a list of all the different plots. So there's like 5 3-bedroom houses that were available. And I looked at them, me and Anna looked at them and we said, right, we're just going to put God to the test here. So not to the test, I shouldn't say that, but do you know what? Sometimes the word, you can test God in a way, okay? I might get in trouble for saying this, but if the word says it and God's led you to that, then it's like, God, you've got to do it. It says it in your word, so you've got to do it. And sometimes God actually likes us to be a bit bold with him, with his word, to say, God, it says it in your word. I'm not seeing it, and I'm doing what you're telling me to do, and I'm praying this through. So God, it has to happen. And sometimes we've got to lift our faith to really put our faith in God and in the word and actually say, God, come on, this has got to happen now. And I think over the years of looking for houses, I've kind of got to a stage where God, it's like, God, right, you've got to sort this out. Because we missed, there was some houses that were available in Peace Pottage that we really applied for and we were believing God for. But we didn't see, we missed out. There was some technicalities where you couldn't apply if you lived in Crawley because they belonged to another borough, blah, blah, blah. But we didn't get what we wanted. And this time, God really challenged me to use these scriptures. So what I began to do is every day, like for about a, it took, well, I'm still praying things through now, but every day I took about 10, 15 minutes and I really prayed for the property we wanted. And we looked at this list of all the different houses available, the three different three bed houses. And we said, right, we're going to go for the best one. We're going to go for the biggest one and we're going to just claim it. And we took the plot number down and I wrote it down. And I said, right, every day I'm coming to God. He says to ask. He says to come with shameless audacity. He says to come with boldness. So I'm going to just I'm saying, God, this is what your word says. I'm claiming this property and this one only. This is the one I want. So I did that 10, 15 minutes every day it took probably about a week or so. And it just prayed. Now, I had never done this before with any of the other properties and the other things that we, other houses that we looked at. I never properly prayed. When I say properly, you know, like you can pray, God, yeah, if it's your will, you're just going to sort it out. Thank you, Jesus, for this house. Amen. And we don't, you know, touch it again. But this time I was like, no, do you know, something rose up in me. It was like, right, I'm doing this properly now. I'm not messing around. So every day I was praying. I prayed for about 4 or 5 days, and then while I was praying, in the middle of my prayer meeting, I got a phone call and from the property people. And the guy on the phone, this is in the middle of my prayer meeting. I don't often answer the phone in my prayer meeting, but I looked at my phone while I was praying for the house, and it said, you know, unknown number. I was like, okay, I'll just see who it is quickly. It's probably one of those calls where they just, it's PPI or something like that. So I picked up the phone. And it was the guy from the development place. And he said to me, hi, Rohan or Mr. Andrew, I'm just phoning you up just to say, we'd just like to congratulate you. You've got the property. 110 was the plot, the exact one. We've accepted your application, the exact one that you wanted. You've got it. And I don't know about you, but so maybe 10, 15 minutes every day, at different times, the probability of the guy calling him within that time that I was praying for the actual house is just astronomical. So God really was showing me that actually what I've told you to do, you've done, and it's working. So at the moment, we're still just going through a few different financial checks and all that, but we've been assured that it's going to be absolutely fine. But I'm still praying, by the way. I've asked God, should I just stop praying now? We've got it. Should I stop? God said, no, keep going. Keep praying. Pray through the whole process until you're actually stood in the house. And that's something we forget as well, I think. We sometimes believe God for something. We pray a little bit. And maybe we see a glimmer of actually God starting to do it. He's starting to move on it. And then we stop. And then things can start to creep in. And actually, what I mentioned about what Holly said to us about the enemy trying to take our name off a list or take us out of the process is another, it shows that's one of the reasons why we have to be persistent in prayer, because the enemy wants to come in and mess around with things and remove what God's trying to do, or take it off track. So that's one of the reasons you've got to persist, because you want to make sure, okay, God has got this thing locked in, and I'm rebuking the enemy, I'm binding the enemy, I'm saying, right, you're not coming in here and messing anything up. God, I thank you for this house. I thank you for what you're doing here. And you leave no room for error. You leave no room for the enemy to try and take things off. So that was it. So we've got this house. We're still just waiting to hear back for about a few things, but it's going to be fine. Amen. So another little bit to add to this testimony is that actually we didn't meet every criteria that you needed to meet to be able to apply for this property and get it. So that's an even greater miracle. And obviously hundreds of people do apply. And, you know, God's a God of miracles. So we could have been blocked at the first hurdle. They could have just said, no, we've looked at all your paperwork. So we haven't lied on it. We've told them exactly what we earn, exactly what's going on in our life. And they have criteria, and we haven't met the criteria, but they've still offered it to us. So God can do miracles. God can override anything he wants to override. And that's where we need to set our faith. Do you know, it brings me to something I felt God say to me about this morning. He said that there's people here, that there's stuff going on in your lives, and God's saying, if you would just persist in prayer, you will see the breakthrough. You'll see the answer to. And I think that's why God's got me to bring this message again for this morning, for you to hear this morning. There's things that God has maybe promised, or God, you know that they're good things that God wants to give you. You know that they're this, and actually, He just says to ask anyway, whether it's you believe, whether you've heard from God, whether it's God's will or not, He says to ask. So we ask. And I really did feel strongly that God said, if we persist, then we'll see the breakthrough. If we don't persist, then we won't. Now, sometimes God will say to us very clearly that, right, you just need to pray this thing once and you just need to declare it and it will happen. And that's great. And I, you know, believe God does stuff like that. We all know that God does that. But then there's times where you need to continue on and continue on and continue on until you see the breakthrough. Last time I think I preached about perseverance, I used the acronym, the PUSH thing. So it's pray until you see something happen. That's why, isn't it? Pray until something happens. So there is that element as well. You keep going and you keep going and you keep going until God, you break through. Do you know, I'm reminded of, I was reminded when I got that phone call. I don't know why, for some reason. Many of you may know Anita. She used to be in our congregation. And I just remember the testimony she used to bring about prayer. I don't know if you guys remember her. I remember her, some of her testimonies were crazy miracles, signs and wonders. And it would all be based on prayer. She was an intercessor. She was a prayer warrior. And she used to see God just do things in her life, in her business, in her family's life, people here, all sorts of stuff. And I was like, do you know what? It just reminded me of that. It was like, she used to always go on about prayer. She used to take me aside sometimes and say, well, you need to pray and pray and pray. Yeah, God, it works. Amen. Here's another scripture, Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. In fact, if you, in the New Testament, if there's a lot of scriptures where God just says, I'll give you what you want. They could be slightly controversial because we would think, well, actually, God wouldn't give us anything we want. But He says, I'll give you, there's a number of scriptures where He said, just ask, present your, let your request be made known to Him, and He'll give you it. And one scripture just to throw into that mix, though, in James, it does say that James 4:2-3 says, you do not have because you do not ask God. But when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. And I think that specific scripture is probably talking about money. I mean, it's quite evident it's talking about money, that God give me loads of money so I can just spend it on myself. So that's probably one, that's one scripture that says, you know, you can't just ask for anything, but God does say to ask. And I think we know what God wants us to have. We know what God has ordained for us. Like, for instance, our children, we know God wants us to have godly children that live in a way that pleases God, that serve God, we know that. So that's something you can ask for pretty boldly. God, I want to see all my children saved. I want to see them serving the Lord. I want to see them fulfilling the destiny that God has for their life. Things like that. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, you could believe for that. You could believe for family members to be healed, to be saved, all of that kind of stuff. And God will do it. Now the asking, so back to Luke 11, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. These are promises from God. These are God's word. These are promises from him. If he doesn't fulfill these, then there's something, I mean, he has to fulfill his word. There's something wrong there. He has to fulfill his word. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks the door will be open. So when we ask, I believe that God will give us an answer to our prayer. So sometimes we may be pursuing something and we're praying and we're praying and we're praying. I believe God, within you pursuing that, will give you some sort of signal to say, okay, this might not be for, this isn't quite for now, or this isn't right for you, but God will give you an answer. He says, if you ask, you will receive an answer. You will receive something from God. And I believe he'll steer you in the right direction. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be opened. And I think sometimes with prayer, it's a matter of our tenacity and our boldness and a kind of a spirit where we don't give up. You know, at the start of Luke 18, Jesus said he told his disciples this parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. There's something about not giving up. We've got to be, as believers, people that don't just give up easily. We're praying for our children. We're praying for someone in our family, and we're not seeing what we want to see. And then we just give up. We say, okay, God, well, you sort it out. You sort them out, and you do it when you need to do it. It's your time. Unless God has given us something specific to say that he's going to do something different with them, we don't give up. We need to continue on and continue on and continue on. And I've seen in my life, when I've continually prayed for things, God answered them. And I don't know what he likes us to come and keep coming. He likes us to ask and keep asking. He likes us to knock, keep knocking, seek and keep seeking him. And sometimes it shows us where we're at with things. If we ask a few times, then maybe actually we didn't really, God knows we didn't really want that. We were just hoping, you know, just, oh God, it'd be nice if you could do that for me. But there's something else where we come with faith and we ask, and we're pursuing him. And he's like, actually, you know, this person, they really want to see that happen. Like the widow, the judge was like, she's serious about this. She really wants to see, she wants to get justice in her life. And in the back of that scripture, it says that, those who cry out to him day and night, will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. So God is wanting us again to pursue him and to pursue the things that he's placed in front of us to grasp. Do you know what I mean? There's things that we need to get hold of God for, and he wants us to do that. So I'm believing in this congregation, and I believe God's answering my prayers anyway, is that I believe you can't not, if you seek God with all your heart, if you seek him and you seek him, it's almost like he can't not answer you. So I'm believing that in this congregation, it's going to grow and grow and grow. We're going to outgrow this place. We'll have our own building, and we'll impact this town. That's where my faith is. And actually, how many know that's a good thing? And I actually know God wants to do that anyway, so it's not a question of doubt. But it will happen. Do you know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, I know I'm going to pursue God until I see it happen. So it will happen. Amen. I'm the type of person that doesn't give up easily. I'm going to keep going and keep seeking and keep asking and keep knocking until it happens. And we should all have that heart. In fact, we're a congregation here. We want to see more people saved. We want to see people's lives changed, healed, delivered, set free. We want to see people grow in God. We want to see the town impacted by God. So if we're believing for that and we continually ask him, continually knock it, God will do it, and he'll use us to do it. He'll work through us. So that's one of my personal, obviously, prayer points, but it should be all of our prayer points. We want to see our neighbors, our family members and people around us saved. We want to see Crawley won for God. We want to see Crawley changed. And actually, I was praying with some leaders of other churches in Crawley on Friday morning. We meet up once a month. And actually, it's interesting to see that that heart, some of those leaders, God's starting to do something in the leaders in Crawley. And he has been for a while, but something fresh is happening where there's a desire to work together. There's a desire to really see the kingdom of God come. So not just a church or, a church stream. It's like, we want to see God's kingdom in Crawley. God's kingdom come in Crawley. And just, I'm going to tag onto that actually. If you believe that, you want to see God's kingdom come in Crawley. And I will own up to say that I haven't been the greatest attender of the church-wide meetings, the Crawley-wide churches together meetings. But God's really convicted me. I need to be there because we want to see God's kingdom move in Crawley. It has to come through unity in the churches. So once a month, there's a church-wide, at Crawley Baptist Church, there's a church-wide meeting. Many of you have been there before, but we need to be part of that. No matter what it's like, whether we like it or don't like it, or whether it's our cup of tea or not, it's about being there, being present there, because we're saying, God, we're in unity with our brothers and sisters in Crawley, and we want to see your kingdom come. So we led, the guys led worship, and I led the meeting last Sunday. And, God, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, the worship was awesome. But God really released something in my heart. And the guy who preached as well, good guy, he leads the Anglican Church in Furnace Green, St. Andrews. And he preached a message, and he was saying that God was saying, cast your net on the other side. In Crawley, cast your net on. He felt that God was saying to us as churches, we need to cast our net on the other side. And you know the parable where, they were fishing and they didn't catch many fish, and then God just said, put your net on that side. So it's exactly the same water. It's probably just a few feet over that side. And they couldn't even pull in the load that they caught. But God is doing something where he wants to see the churches really come together and advance in Crawley. So we need to be believing for that. And I believe through unity, God, he has to command his word again. He has to command the blessing. So we should be praying for unity and joy. Come to those meetings. I'm going to be really kind of plugging them a lot more and really just come and be part of that. Amen. So there's something God really spoke to me about a number of weeks ago about prayer in our congregation. And I've shared it with Holly, our prayer leader. And what God basically said to me was, Matthew 18, 19 and 20, it says again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'll be with them. And God really spoke to me one morning, actually it was in the middle of the night. He spoke to me about people praying together and agreeing together in twos. And I vaguely remember Pastor Paul speaking about people having prayer partners, but God really spoke to me and said, he kind of said to me, how many people do you need to be in a prayer meeting for me to answer prayer? And I was like, well, I don't know, it does say two in the word. And God really was like, you only need two people to agree, like that scripture says, on earth, about anything they ask for, and it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Again, there's a ask anything. And I just really feel that we as a congregation need to get together and have a prayer partner and pray in twos and have someone that you meet up with weekly where you agree together. That might be over the phone or might be in person, but you pray together about each other's needs and about us as a congregation as well, but just you pray whatever you need to pray so that we're putting that scripture into action. And I would say that partners, it's probably not best for partners to pray together. I think men need to pray with men, women need to pray with women. Because sometimes you might be praying about your partner. So, or you might need to pray for your partner. So pray as, it's great, obviously, to pray as a couple anyway. And you should be doing that anyway. But with this thing, I believe God wants the men to get together with other men and women to get together with other women and just have someone that you can go to and you can agree together. You can bring your faith together and agree that God is going to break through in whatever particular situation or circumstance or whatever's going on. So I really want to encourage us, and I'm going to keep going on about it until we're doing it, that you get together. And I know men, I think it'll be easier for women than men. I think men, we need a little bit of a push to meet up with each other. But get together with someone and agree and have them as your partner, as someone you can join your faith with, and you can begin to pray through things. And also, relating to that, God said to me that vague prayers get vague answers. We need to be specific in prayer. And that's something that I did with this house, and that's probably, I probably used that, what God said to me. Be specific in what you're asking for. Because sometimes we vaguely pray for things and we never know if we've actually got the answer or not, because it's so vague and so general that maybe God has answered, maybe he hasn't. I think he has. But if you're asking for specific things, this is what I specifically, God, I'm asking you for and I want to see, then he will specifically answer you and you'll know if it has happened or it hasn't happened. So I encourage you to do that. Guys, if you want to just come forward. As we respond to God today, I want us to just ask God if there's anything in our lives that we haven't seen an answer to because we need to persist more. Is there things that are happening in our lives, maybe in relationships, maybe with family members, maybe work-wise or personal stuff? Just take some time to just, if you just like to stand to your feet, we're just going to speak to God for a bit and then we're going to pray as well. Actually, because God wants to give us good gifts, he's a good father, he's a gracious father, he loves us. We're like his children, and as we would give good gifts to our children, that parable said, he wants to give us the Holy Spirit. He wants to give us what we're asking for. He wants to give us good gifts. So just spend a few seconds and God, is there anything that I've missed out on that you want me to have where I need to just push a little bit more? And I believe God will reveal that to you right now. There may be a number of things, maybe many things. I think we kind of have a habit, and it may be a charismatic thing, where we kind of just, we pray, but are we really praying? We pray about something once and we expect it to happen and it just doesn't happen. We think, oh, God's not answering. Oh, forget God then, he's not answering me. But sometimes there's something where God's like I had to do. I had to take some time out of my day, actually, and really specifically push in prayer, labor in prayer about it. And that daily coming to God, he says, those that cry out to me day and night, actually, that pushes something through in heaven. That pushes something. There's some things we've got to push past the enemy, and we've got to keep pushing until we see them take place. I was going to share, there's a scripture in Daniel where Daniel began to seek God about something, and it said that the request was made, the answer was released, but it had to go through some, there was some spiritual warfare that had to take place before it was actually seen on earth in Daniel's life. So there's some things that we need to persist in to just push the enemy back and see the will of God, we'll see what we're asking for released. So just have a think, is there anything, God, that I need to continue to persist in? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. God. Like us to do is to just get with, like I said, get with someone else. This may be just get with anyone, guys with guys, women with women, and just if God's given you something, just pray it through with that person. Let them agree with you in prayer. So you're going to need to move around a little bit. So guys, get with guys, find someone to just agree with in prayer. Just pray through anything that God's told you, or anything else that comes to mind. Truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Just begin to pray, begin to believe. Keep praying. Receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Just continue to pray. He's a good Father. He loves to give us good gifts. Thank you. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. We worship you. You are good, God. You are good. You are good. Shekarabasa brebeki santo bahash tekitina. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. You break through in every situation, every hard place, Lord God. Anything that may be hindering these prayers being answered, Father God, we thank you, Lord. You break through, Father God. You smash everything, Father God, that may be preventing, Father God, your will from being done in people's lives, from your kingdom coming in people's lives, Lord God. Father, remove every heavy yoke, every burden. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give us a tenacity, Lord God. Give us a shameless audacity, Father. Give us that persistence, Lord God, to continue and continue and continue to persevere in prayer, to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing, Lord God, until we see an answer. Father, let us not be those that give up easily, Lord God, and throw in the towel, Lord. Father, I thank you we're overcomers, Lord God. We're victorious ones, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know, I'm reminded of that film, War Room. And I just feel that maybe some people need to watch that film. It's a Christian film called The War Room, and actually in that film, if I remember correctly, the lady, she made a kind of a strategy from God about praying for certain things and certain people. She was diligent and intentional about what she did, because she wanted to see breakthrough in certain areas. And it was like there was scriptures and there was things that she specifically needs to pray. And if I remember that film correctly, it was a daily coming back and coming back and coming back and praying to see until God moved in that person's life, until God moved in that situation. And sometimes what we have to do is get intentional, get serious about it. Don't just kind of think, well, God will do it when he's ready to do it. Bring it to God and be strategic, be intentional, and God will break through. We're just going to worship for a few minutes before we finish. But as we're worshiping, like Niall said this morning, bring those things before him. Bring those things before him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.